4 a 9 años.
Búscalo en grupobaugan.com y apúntalos ya.
Hold on to your hats. Fasten your seatbelts. Get ready for the ride of your life. It's Show With No Name time on Vaughn Radio. It's the Show With No Name, Alberto Alonso in the Show With No Name. Let's go.
Welcome aboard! Welcome aboard! That's right! It's time for the non-stop rocket ship to wherever you want to go. Juanjo, tell them what it's called!
Oh, it's a show with no name.
Conecta con nosotros en Twitter, arroba IM Alberto Alonso. Participa a través de la app de Baugan Radio. Y no te olvides los viernes seguirnos en Facebook Live.
The show with no name.
That's right, my amigos. It's the Show with No Name 2.0. Your totally interactive, exciting English show. And guys, I need your help here with me. We're going to warm up. Vamos a calentar. We're going to warm up right now by singing. You know what we're going to sing. So folks, sing it with me. We're here with your favorite DJ in the whole wide world. Folks, I hope you're warmed up. And if not, well, we've got some time to warm up. We're going to be together for the next 2 hours playing, having some fun, and enjoying each other's company. And, well, folks, as always, you can participate on the show every single day. Every single day on Twitter. This show is, as I said, even the days where we're not streaming on Facebook or on Instagram, you can always participate on Twitter. Now, tomorrow, which is Wednesday, just in case it's a repeat, tomorrow is Wednesday. Tomorrow we stream live on Instagram. So if you guys are on Instagram and you want to see the show every Wednesday, you can tune in. My Instagram is Alberto_Alonso. Remember, handle is the name you use on a social media site. So my handle on Instagram is Alberto_Alonso. Remember to follow Vaughn as well. It's Grupo_Vaughn. And not all my colleagues are on Instagram, but I think they're all on Twitter, but I don't know if they're all on Instagram. But I know, for example, Kyle Miller is on Instagram. Julia is on Instagram.
¿Otros presentadores en Instagram? ¿Te suena, Juanjo, que tú controlas más el Instagram que yo?
Anna Connelly, como no, claro, ella hace streaming. Dave Boyce. So many, many are making the move. Well, just, guys, it's another way to interact, another platform. And remember, even if you can't interact on Instagram or Twitter or whatever, you know what you can do? You can always write down your answers on a piece of paper and participate that way. The good old-fashioned way. We love you just the same, even if you're not tech savvy. Tech savvy is good with technology. I like to think I am, but then I hang out with my niece and nephew, and they run circles around me. Me dan mil vueltas, right? They run circles around me. So, folks, remember to participate whenever you can, as every section is designed to help you with some aspect of your English. And I try to make it fun, as always. And remember, we always appreciate your contributions during the show. Like yesterday, when we looked at bird expressions, you guys just... Wow. I was like, oh, I didn't think of that one. Oh, nice one. Good. Great. Oh, for the birds. So yesterday we looked at almost every common expression, because I got to tell you guys something. If I teach you something on this show that is not very common, I will tell you. So if something comes up and name that movie, they go, realmente no se usa ya hoy en día. Right. I'll tell you that. But most of what we learn here on the show is current English, inglés actual, right? I don't call it book English. I call it real English, what we do. And where do we get it from? Well, we get it from books, literature sometimes, from movies, from music, and the world around us, including pop culture and culture, right? Sometimes we talk about pop culture things, and sometimes we talk about culture and history and all kinds of different things. Any excuse to learn English. So, folks, remember, that's tomorrow on Instagram. Friday, we're on Facebook. Remember, on my Facebook, it's Alberto Alonso. Every Friday, you can win my latest book, English on the Go. Aprende Inglés Viajando por el Mundo. So make sure you... Friday's always a good day to tune in, because A, you can watch the show live on Facebook, and B, you can win a free book. So, guys, tons of reasons to listen to Vaughn Radio, not just to have fun and improve your English, but in case you needed more reasons, well, sometimes you win things as well. And every so often, de vez en cuando, every so often we organize events. Recently we had the book fair as well, which was a huge success. So thanks to everybody who came. The last 3 weeks were just crazy here at Vaughn because, well, the book fair for us, we send a lot of resources there because, I gotta say it, thanks to you guys, the Vaughn stand is one of the most popular ones. And I'm not talking about, at any given moment, because of course, if Chicote is there, guess what? Chicote wins. Nos gana Chicote. That's the way it works, right? But I mean, in general. Steady. When people say, what was it like this year? Because I was there once. I said, I didn't stop. It was steady people coming. I mean, there were no big lines, but it was steady people coming just nonstop. Steady is fluyendo, no? No paraban. And I remember Richard and I kind of looked at our watches at the same time, like, holy shit, man. It's 2 p.m. Time just flew by, which, as you know, means we were having a good time with you guys. So we hope to do. A lot of you guys were like, come to Valencia. Come here. Come. What do you think? I don't want to go there. I wish it were that easy. Ojalá fuese tan fácil. Also, guys, you guys know this is all about sharing. You guys share with us your English progress, also things about your personal life as well. Part of the way I teach is, well, using what's happening really in my life to teach you English, because that's how I'm learning Spanish. Estoy sacando el carnet, pues ahora quién está aprendiendo arcén, calzada, indicazón. So this is all vocabulary now that I'm learning. So this is why I use my real life, because for me, what's realer than saying this is vocabulary? You know, if I'm at the, a lot of you guys said, Alberto, you're in the hospital. You know, when you got hit by a car, you're in the hospital teaching us vocabulary. I said, well, it popped into my mind. That's where I am. So I use where I am, what's happening to teach you guys vocabulary, because that's the way I learn Spanish vocabulary, you know? Like, where do you think I learned the word bodorrio? Well, when I went to Nacho's wedding, for example. So you learn words by experiencing things, by having to use them, right? This is why. And I said today, in fact, I can share the post right now. I'll read it to you guys, because as I said, today is a very special day for my wife and I. It is our third year anniversary. We got married 3 years ago. Otra forma de decirlo, we tied the knot 3 years ago today. Here, I'll just read you the post. Maybe it'll be easier. Then I don't have to remember what I said. So I said, I've been, if you follow me on social media, you already know about this post. And I said, I've been married to Diana. Now, he puesto married to, aposta, porque el error ahí es muchos dicen married with. Eso es español. Casado con. We say married to. So I've been married to Diana for 3 wonderful years. We tied the knot, literalmente atar un nudo, pero que viene siendo casarse. We tied the knot 3 years ago today, and in under 3 months, little Lara will join us. Thanks for being there and sharing in our joy. I know she has a lot of aunts and uncles who care about her already. I wish you all lots of love and happiness forever. And yeah, that's the truth, guys. So thank you so much. For I feel like you guys were at my wedding, you know. Well, Juanjo, tú estabas ahí, you were there. But I feel like, because of social media, because, you know, we're all so connected, that I feel like even you guys who were, you know, in Vinaros or up in, you know, the Basque country, you were there with us too. Definitely in spirit, but also because of the photos. So thank you so much, guys, for the constant love. And like I said, my daughter, I know already, she has so many people that love her. And she says she hasn't even been born yet. So that's amazing to feel that kind of love. And it's not very common these days. As I said, now you get a lot of hater, you know, the haters. So it's really nice to feel like, you know, that there's people out there who are happy for you and love you and care for you. So, and it's mutual. It's mutual. Why do you think I ask you guys, keep me posted when you have an exam? Or, Alberto, my mother's in the hospital. Well, I want to know if she's going to be okay. The same way you want to know if I have a problem when I was in the hospital. God, I realize how much you guys cared about your silly, crazy English teacher. Your silly goose English teacher. All right, some comments here on... Sorry, guys, I get emotional. I get choked up. What do you want? I'm an Italian Andaluz Scorpio. What do you want from my life? My blood is boiling inside. Hierve mi sangre, right? No de... En sentido malo, right? Paco Carame says, kudos to both of you. Dale un totally native ahí. Kudos es otra forma de decir congrats. Kudos to, con el two, right? Kudos to both of you. Enjoy your little bundle of joy. Pero que, Paco, cara, me suenas como un nativo. Fardo de felicidad. A bundle of joy. Lo que viene siendo un bebé. In this new chapter of your life. All the very best. TLC. Tender, loving care. Ese toque especial de cariño. Juanjo, te he pedido un... totally near. Yo creo que necesitamos metralleta para esta. Paco Carame. Wow. Vaya nativos. 3 totally natives in that tweet. Great job. Danny says, happy anniversary, Alberto and Diana. How is your hangover? Oh, finally. I kicked my hangover. I got rid of it. Finally. 3 days after the wedding of the century, la boda del siglo. I finally feel normal. Bueno, I'm still tired, but I'm very tired now because I'm studying, aside from doing all my work and preparing for the baby, I'm studying for my driver's test. So I practice what I preach. Estoy viendo que no solo, sabes, digo, tienes que estudiar, tienes que darlo todo. I'm doing it myself. So I know what you're going through, guys. Sometimes you feel like your brain's going to explode. You're like, I can't do it anymore. He says it may take 2 or 3 years to really recover from. Oh, that's true, Donnie. It was a bash, es un fiestón. I'm talking about Pilar Rubio and Sergio Ramos' wedding. What a bash, my amigos. And also, hey, I was going to tell you guys, if you guys read the tabloids, La Prensa Rosa, and you see any pictures of my wife and I, send them to me. I looked yesterday in Hola, and we weren't in the magazine, but we were in the online edition. So, well, we're not celebrities. We're just normal people. But it's cool, you know, to be in a tabloid, you know, as long as they're not exposing you for something. Vero, there's our superstar. She says, good morning, my dearest radio team in the whole wide world. Good news. I passed my proficiency mock exam. Oh, yeah. Vero, congrats. You deserve it. You deserve it. Excellent job. Man, I love hearing that. I love it when you guys nail it like that. J.M. Hermosilla says, hello, coming back from my golf game. Oh, I didn't know you golfed. Very cool, J.M. Hermosilla. He says, a big hug. So that's a pretty good morning already. Some exercise, some sport, you know. And then, well, some brain exercise, right? Doing English challenges. Vero, has corregido el tweet, había. Okay, I got you. Lo mismo. Congratulations. We're very proud of you, and you should be proud of yourself, Vero. Excellent job. Irene White. What's up, Irene Blanco? How's it going? She says, good morning, double A, and congrats on your wedding anniversary. Thank you so much. And, hey, to another 3 or 30 years, God knows, you know, as long as it lasts, right? All right, well, guys, we have so much to do today on the show that I don't even know where to start. Well, yeah, technically I do know where to start. We're going to start where we always start, and we're going to listen to today's Say What? Say what? What? That's right, amigos. It's time for today's Say What soundbite. Now, I'm going to tell you something. This one's going to be really, really difficult. All right? It's going to be tough. I'm going to make you really rack your brain. To rack your brain is to think really hard, to hurt your brain thinking. So it's rack, R-A-C-K. I want you guys to rack your brain here because this is going to be really tough. You know why? Because myself, when I was preparing this, I had to listen to a certain part of it 4 times. So, and I'm a native speaker, okay? So this, I'm really raising the bar here. To raise the bar, subir el listón. But I know that you guys, my superstars, won't let me down. And you guys will figure it out. Now, no cheating. Because sometimes, obviously, if it's from a movie, it's real simple. You just, you know, you put quotations, las citas, and you put the thing and you get the rest of the quote. That's not the exercise, right? The exercise is a listening exercise, not a copy and paste exercise. So I just want to clear that up because if somebody gets this on the first one, I'm going to call bullshit. ¿Qué significa eso? I'm going to call bullshit as when I think, sí, y una mierda, right? Para traducirlo perfectamente como se debería traducir. Bullshit. No lo creo. Right? I don't buy it. Bullshit. All right? Esa palabra, bullshit, de hecho, si no queremos ser vulgares, que no deberíamos, podemos decir BS. Oh, come on, that's BS. Eso es una mierda, right? BS is another way to say this. And also, I mean, it's got so many uses. También es estar de cháchara. No, we were, Juanjo and I were bullshitting until the wee hours of the night, hablando de tonterías, right? pero también es engañar. And again, what do you have to do when a word has 2, 3, 4, 5 meanings? Just listen to the context. Pay attention, because the context, it's not, you're not just going to hear the word alone. You're going to hear it in its natural habitat. All right. So, amigos, let's hear this Say What soundbite. Good luck. As I said, I think it's going to be one of the harder ones that we've done. Vamos a escucharlo, Juanjo.
Close your eyes and think of snowflakes and moonbeams and whiskers on kittens. No picking. Of rainbows, forget-me-nots. Of misty meadows and sun-dappled pools.
Oh, what? Oh, no. Are you serious? All right. Wow. This is for you guys who have, man, you've got your ear, you know, toned to all kinds of accents and weirdness. And I'll tell you something. This one's got some serious vocabulary in it, too. So let's figure out a few things here. It's a female voice, right? I would say it's a female voice. Sounds comical, right? Sounds like there's some kind of funny thing going on there. Does it sound like she's being sincere or giving a speech or, you know, in an interview? No. Sounds like she's performing, right? Sounds like a role, un papel. That's what it sounds like to me. All right, don't worry. You're going to hear that 3 more times throughout the course of the show today. All right, but right now, you know what time it is, my amigos? It is time for a spelling bee. That's right. Time for a little spelling bee. I'm going to spell 6 words, 6 names. I'll give you a clue here. 6 names. So what does that mean? They start with a capital letter. They're actually, I think, 6 last names. And they all, or surnames, if we'll see last names or surnames. And they all are going to start with a capital letter. And if you happen to know, si da la casualidad que sabes, if you happen to know what they have in common, let us know that too. All right, so if you want to participate, it's on Twitter. Here we go, amigos. The first time I'll go really fast. The second time I will slow down. Here we go. A-N-T-H-O-N-Y. S-T-A-N-T-O-N. P-A-U-L. P-A-N-K-H. U-R-S-T. S-T-O-N-E. And the last word, F-A-W-C-E-T-T. All right? Those are your 6 words. We'll see if anybody got them the first time. Don't worry, I'm going to repeat them in just a moment. But we're just going to give our superstars over here a chance to get them the first time around. Let's see. There's my dad. He says, good morning, Alberto. And friends from New York. What's up, Dad? 3 years ago today, or no, 3 years ago yesterday, my mom and dad were on the show, right? The day before the wedding. So talk about another anniversary over here. Jaime says, sorry, AA, I don't speak Chinese. Well, that's all right. I'm not asking. I don't care if you speak Chinese. My whole concern is English here, right? And it's Chinese, you'll have to find another teacher there. I don't speak that language. Ni hao. Hasta ahí hemos llegado. All right, let's see. There's Javi López. And I think, yep, Javi López. Unbelievable. Un aplauso. A nice round of applause for Javi López. Now, Javi says, their last names. Sí, pero algo que yo no he dicho que tienen en común. All right, technically you're right, Javi López. They are last names. Let's see. There's Irene Blanco. I think you got them all. Irene, excellent job. There's Melena as well, but the ladies, they left that part blank. They said, I don't know what they have in common. But you know what? Paloma does. Paloma's got all the names. And she knows what they have in common. Paloma? Tanguiri lo ha pronunciado. Paloma? Paloma? What a superstar. Wow, great job. There's Jayster as well. All right, let me give you guys these words one more time. This way, those of you who didn't get them the first time can participate too. We don't want to leave you out. No queremos omitiros. Okay, so here we go, guys. This esta la buena, como se dice en español. Make this one count. The first word is A-N-T-H-O-N-Y. The second word is S-T-A-N-T-O-N. The third word is P-A-U-L. The fourth word is P-A-N-K-H-U-R-S-T. The fifth word is S-T-O-N-E. And the sixth word is F-A-W-C-E-T-T. All right, well, guys, we're going to a quick commercial break. But we'll be back in 2 minutes with tons more. So, stick around!
Go, 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 shorty. It's your birthday. We gonna party like it's your birthday. We gonna sip a card like it's your birthday. And you know we don't give up, cause that's your birthday. You can find me in the club. Bottle full of bub, mama, I got what you need. You need to fill a buzz. I'm into having sex, I ain't into making love. So come give me a hug, get into getting rough. You can find me in the club. Bottle full of bub, mama, I got what you need. You need to fill a buzz. I'm into having sex, I ain't into making love. So come give me a hug, get into getting rough. When I pull up,
I'm... Estás escuchando Vaughn Radio.
Un máster o un MBA apenas impresiona a un entrevistador. Son muchos ya los que tienen estudios de posgrado. Sin embargo, siguen siendo pocos los que pueden demostrar un ágil y potente dominio del inglés. Es aquí donde uno se diferencia. Es aquí donde uno destaca de verdad. Céntrate en el inglés. Quítalo de en medio y empieza a cotizar alto en el mercado laboral.
Los másters en inglés profesional de Vaughan harán que se dispare tu carrera profesional. Llama e infórmate sin compromiso. No te arrepentirás. 91-133-5833. 91-133-5833. Recuerda, prueba de nivel gratis. Además, ahora, fináciate hasta el 100% del coste y págalo cómodamente hasta en 24 meses. Puedes ver las condiciones de financiación en el apartado de máster en grupovaughan.com.
Campamentos de inglés sin salir de España. Tus hijos hablarán inglés divirtiéndose, siempre acompañados de nuestros monitores Vaughan. Realizarán talleres, actividades, veladas nocturnas y todo ello en inglés. 91-133-5832.
Vaughan y Disney presentan
Disney English Vaughan.
La magia de Disney en sus clases de inglés.
Ahora en Vaughan tus peques pueden aprender inglés con sus personajes favoritos Disney en un entorno creativo y lleno de diversión y aventura.
Historias interactivas, canciones, juegos y mucho más.
Con Disney English Vaughan aprenderán inglés sin darse cuenta de la mano de los mejores profesores.
Con Disney English y Vaughan llegarán hasta el infinito y más allá.
Disney English Vaughan está disponible en varias ciudades de España.
Para niños y niñas de 4 a 9 años.
Búscalo en grupovaughan.com y apúntalos ya.
Consigue un nivel óptimo de expresión oral en situaciones cotidianas y de ámbito profesional. Los másters en inglés profesional de Vaughan harán que se dispare tu carrera profesional. Llama e infórmate sin compromiso. No te arrepentirás. 91-133-5833. 91-133-5833.
Dale un empujón a tu carrera profesional. Apúntate al Executive Master en Inglés Profesional de Vaughan. Aprenderás a negociar, a hacer presentaciones y a controlar cualquier situación profesional en inglés. Apúntate ya llamando al 91-133-5833 o entra en grupovaughan.com.
¿Alguna vez has pensado en todo lo que puedes llegar a conseguir? Alcanzar todas tus metas, todas las oportunidades laborales al alcance de tu mano. EMEP, un programa en inglés para ejecutivos y profesionales de alto rendimiento a tiempo parcial durante 5 meses. Este es tu máster. Infórmate llamando al 91-133-5833. Y recuerda, también disponible en Valencia y Barcelona. Fináciate hasta el 100% del coste y págalo cómodamente hasta en 24 meses. Puedes ver las condiciones de financiación en el apartado de máster en grupovaughan.com.
Después de nuestros summer camps, no querrán volver a casa. Apúntalos a uno de nuestros campamentos de verano en inglés, sin clases. Este verano, regálales una experiencia inolvidable en inglés con sus amigos. Regálales un summer camp. Más información en el 91-133-5832 o en grupobaugan.com.
Estás escuchando Vaughn Radio.
You're listening to Vaughn Radio.
You're listening to Vaughn Radio.
You're listening to Vaughn Radio.
You're listening.
Tune in every day.
Vaughn Radio.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. You are listening to That's right, amigos. It's the show with no name 2.0, and we're in the second half hour of the program. Remember, no half hour of the show, and we've got so much more still to go. I see we have so many people participating. It's great to see you all on board and learning English with us over here. And today we're going to, as always, talk about a topic. Right? Because we usually link these words in our spelling bee. And this way, well, we talk about a certain thing, whether it's aviation or whether it's, plants or flowers or birds like yesterday. Right? So, folks, before we do that, though, we need to listen to our very difficult say what soundbite. So pay very close attention. Grab your pens. And write this down. Juanjo, vamos a escucharlo por segunda vez.
Close your eyes and think. of snowflakes and moonbeams and whiskers on Kip. No pickings. Of rainbows, forget-me-nots. Of misty meadows and sun-dappled pools.
All right, there we go, folks. There's your second listen. Remember, no Googling it. So if you're going to Google it, just don't play, because that's not the game. You know, I always tell you guys, you can Google name that lyric, name that movie. That's fine, but not something where I want you to write down what you hear. Do I have to explain that, or do you guys get that? Okay, because I think it's pretty clear. Like, if you Google, the text from our Say What, you're really not doing anything. There's no reason to congratulate you, right? Because you're like, oh, I just copied and pasted. Good job, right? So remember, make sure you're not cheating, jugando con trampa. Make sure you guys, because in the end, I hate to sound like a teacher, and my teacher said the same thing to me over and over and over. You're only cheating yourself. Solo te estás engañando a ti mismo, no haciéndolo al full, no, a tope. All right, well, that was our Say What soundbite over there. And, we've got our spelling bee now. Now, these were last names of women from the women's suffrage movement. Now, suffrage, you say in Spanish, sufragio, no? Suffrage, which is the right to vote. And these are six women who were instrumental in fighting for the right to vote for all women. And they were instrumental in what we call the woman's suffrage movement. No es suffrage, it's suffrage. Acuérdate, el aje a veces, muchas veces, rima con bridge. Suffrage, right? No suffrage, suffrage. So these are women and pioneers in the women's suffrage movement. And without them, women, I mean, in our country, I don't know about other countries, women still wouldn't and have the right to vote. So thanks to these women who said, all in their own way, and we're going to look at that now, we're going to look at what each of these women did to pave the way, allanar el camino, to pave the way for future women voters. And now not only do we have women voters, we have some women politicians that are, in my opinion, awesome. You guys know me, I don't talk about politics. I'm not a big politics guy. I don't consider myself Democratic or Republican. But I have to say there are some really great women politicians who are out there right now who are giving a voice to women and to anyone. To anyone who is, you know, suffering from lack of, carencia de, equal rights, right? So this is not just an issue of sex, it's an issue of equal rights for all humans, right? Doesn't matter your color, doesn't matter if you have a penis, doesn't matter if you have a vagina, you should have the same rights, same salary, same everything as anybody else who's qualified, right? Now, unfortunately, that we're not there yet, but it takes time. We're hopefully moving in that direction where all men and women, and transgender. Hey, I don't even know very much about that whole world, but hey, everybody should have the right to do whatever the hell they want, as long as, and my father always taught me this, this is the key here, your rights end where mine begin. And I love that one. It's really clear, because like, I can do whatever I want, yeah, until you bother me. See? So your rights end where mine begin. So if we think like that, well, you're always free to do what you want, but also respect that other people are free to do what they want as long as, siempre que, they don't affect your freedom, right? So, we've come a long way. Hemos venido, you know, desde aquel entonces, we've come a long way, but we have a long way to go. I think, in equality for all humans, right? And the reason I chose to look at this topic today, which is still a topic, women's rights, civil rights in general, still a topic that's on the table here. It's very important. There's a lot of division. There's a lot of, you know, still something that needs to be talked about and needs to be addressed. So the reason I chose these was because today, in 1873, 1873, 1873, Susan B. Anthony was fined $100 for attempting to vote in the 1872 presidential election. And, that was how she protested. She goes, well, I'm going to vote. You want to give me a fine? You give me a fine. I'm going to vote. And sometimes that's how you have to protest, too, right? You have to break the law. Look at Rosa Parks. Look at, you know, a lot of these people who had to break the law because they believed that the law was wrong. Now, but that's the problem with that is you've got to pay the consequences. And she did. But eventually, guess what? Women got the right to vote in the United States and eventually all over the world. So Susan B. Anthony, in the United States, I would say one of the most famous names in the women's suffrage movement. In fact, her image was on a U.S. dollar coin. They had a coin, the Susan B. Anthony coin, which is one of the most famous coins. And she was very, very prominent. And again, by civil disobedience, como se llama, right? Civil desobedecer, pero civilmente, civil disobedience. She was able to knock down walls and not just that. What she did is raise awareness is to make people conscious of what the heck's going on, to draw attention to what you want them to look at, right? So that is Susan B. Anthony. So the first name was Anthony. All right. Now, the next last name was Stanton, right? And this is Elizabeth Cady Stanton. She worked very closely with Susan B. Anthony. She was a writer, a theorist, and, she was always right there on the front lines with Susan B. Anthony. She kept it going since she was a writer, too. She wrote something called The Woman's Bible, which was a supplement to the King James Bible, you know, but saying, okay, well, where are the women's rights, right? She spent her life traveling and speaking and she organized what was called the 1848, right? The 1848 Seneca Falls Convention. Now, what is this? The Seneca Falls Convention, it was the first derechos de mujeres convention in the United States. Seneca Falls. Check it out. It took place in New York, and her and Susan B. Anthony Susan B. Anthony was not involved in that event, but she was there for the rest of it. Really, it was Elizabeth Cady Stanton who was the primary writer of the declaration. They had a declaration of what they wanted, what they planned to get from it. You can see documentaries about the Seneca Falls Convention. Check it out. Very important convention in the United States because this was the first time they got everybody together and said, all right, let's make some noise. We want to fight for this right to vote. And they did, right? The next person is Alice Paul. Her last name is Paul. She was active in the women's suffrage movement in the 20th century. In England, in the United States, she traveled around and spread the word. In fact, she also proposed an equal rights amendment. So this was very important. This was what made her probably one of her strongest moves that she ever made. And this was in 1920. And she proposed to the U.S. She goes, guys, we have to add an amendment, an equal rights amendment to the U.S. Constitution. And of course, at first, many people were like, what are you crazy? What equal, right? What? But guess what? It was done. So everything starts with that, bringing, you know, drawing attention to what your cause is. And sometimes you have to really, as I said, you got to use civil disobedience to do that, right? Because you don't agree with the system, right? The next last name is Pankhurst. Now, this is Emmeline Pankhurst. Emmeline Pankhurst and her daughters were leaders of a very confrontational, they were more radical wing, una ala más radical, of the British suffrage movement, right? And she founded what is called the WSPU, which is the Women's, it stands for the Women's Social and Political Union. So I didn't know too much of, this is good for me too, because I'm learning about some of these people. Like I said, Susan B. Anthony, there's not one American who doesn't know who Susan B. Anthony is. She is probably, I would say, top of the list there, right? So our fourth name was Pankhurst. Pankhurst, right? And again, it's Emmeline Pankhurst. All right, the next person is Lucy Stone. The last name was Stone, Piedra, right? Lucy Stone. She was a leader in the American Women's Suffrage Association. And, well, she they weren't very radical, right? But she was very famous for her 1855 marriage ceremony. And she basically, in that marriage ceremony, renounced the legal rights that men usually gained over their wives upon marriage. And she kept her own last name. Now, this is common these days. Some people keep their last name. Some people hyphenate them. In Spain, you get both, so it's not really an issue. But in English, that's become an issue. Why do I have to take my husband? You know, this is debatable. This is, you know, there are people who debate both sides of it. But she was the first one to say, nope, I'm gonna stay Lucy Stone. I'm going to be Lucy Stone forever. And, well, there it is. She, again, paved the way, right? Si no aprendemos otra cosa aquí es to pave the way, allanar el camino, right? And the last person, now, her first name, don't ever, I think the word, the name Millicent is like an old lady name. So don't look at her first name, but her full name is Millicent Garrett Fawcett, right? And basically, she headed the National Union of Women's Suffrage Societies, also the Fawcett Library, which was a women's history library. And, well, her sister, Elizabeth Garrett Anderson, was Britain's first female physician. So that ran in the family, that whole idea of paving the way. And civil disobedience of saying, hey, we're going to do something that's never been done, and it's going to be controversial, and we might have to suffer consequences, but it's worth doing. If we have equal rights, it's worth doing. So there you go, ladies and gentlemen. Vale la pena hacerlo. It's worth doing. So there you go. Six huge figures in the women's suffrage movement. So, all right, well, we've got a lot to go still on today's show, so I'm thinking maybe we can take a look at today's Name That Lyric.
Hi, hello, Alberto. I think the song is... Hello? Sorry, bye.
Name That Lyric, Name That Lyric. Name the lyric, only on the show with no name. The show with no name, the show with no name. It's name the lyric, only on the show with no name. The show with no name, the show with no name. It's name the lyric, only on the show with no name.
That's right, amigos. It's Name That Lyric, only on the show with no name. And as always, this is a section where we look at music. Now, not a day goes by in my life where I don't listen to music. It's impossible. I can't. I wake up, music. You know, I'm having lunch, music. I go to sleep, music. I can't live without it. And, well, that's something that's been like that since I was a kid, really. As far back as I can remember, I was listening to music on a daily basis, you know? So I figured, why not learn from it? You know, now that it's a part of my life and it's such a big part of my life, why not learn Spanish from these songs that I was hearing, that my dad was singing to me, that Rafael, you know, was singing to me personally. No, but I felt like he was singing to me personally. All right. Well, folks, as always, I'm going to give you the song lyric in Spanish. What I want you guys to do is tell me the name of the song and the name of the artist. Pretty simple, right? All right. And you know what? I think today nobody's going to have any problem with this one. I think it's an easy one, but I could be wrong. This is to make up for, right? I'm in that, to make up for today's extremely difficult say what soundbite. So I've decided to give you a very easy name that lyric. However, I want all of you guys to participate, all right? I want everybody to take a stab at it, intentarlo, all right? Hay sitios de las cuales me acuerdo toda mi vida, aunque algunos han cambiado. Algunos para siempre, no para mejor. Algunos se han ido y algunos se quedan. Todos estos sitios tenían sus momentos, con amantes y amigos que me sigo acordando de ellos. Algunos están muertos y algunos viven. En mi vida las he querido a todos, pero todos los amigos y amantes, no hay ninguno que compare contigo. Y estos recuerdos pierden su sentido cuando pienso en el amor como algo nuevo. Aunque nunca perderé, el cariño o afecto para la gente y cosas que han ido anteriormente o que han pasado anteriormente. Sé que de vez en cuando pararé para pensar en ellos. En mi vida, te querré más. There we go, folks. Probably one of the greatest songs. I know I say that a lot, but I just love a lot of songs. Kill me. Shoot me. What do you want? I love freaking music. Nothing I can do about it. I think there are worse things to like, right? So let's see if we've got anybody who knows it here on Twitter. All right. Nice job, amigos. Our top three to figure out today's Name That Lyric. Give it up for Jayster, Virginia, and Paloma. Hey, acabo de decir un phrasal verb muy bueno, right? Because give up is darse por vencido, pero give it up for is a un aplauso para give it. ¿Ves, Juanjo? Tú lo sabes del contexto, ¿no? Give it up for. Y también hice la señal. Give it up for is un grande, un fuerte aplauso para give it up for Jayster, Virginia, Paloma. There's JM Hermosilla as well. And man, this is one of those songs that every time I hear it, it affects me, you know, in a good way. It makes me think about people, places, you know, that have come through my life, some that are gone, some are, you know, the lyrics are just amazing. And, well, what can you expect? I mean, we're talking about the Beatles here, right? I mean, the Beatles. Paul McCartney, right? Paul McCartney, John Lennon, George Harrison, Ringo Starr, and George Best. No, not George Best. ¿Cómo se llamaba? Is that George Best? No. Pete Best, decía yo. I'm like, I got confused there for a second. Let me clear it up. So Pete Best was the original drummer of the Beatles, and he left the band, and Ringo Starr is the best now. No pun intended, right? And George Best was a soccer player, indulged in a lot of alcohol. Poor guy. In fact, there was a documentary about him on recently, which was very tragic, very, very sad. So, yeah, the Beatles, the name of the song is In My Life, En Mi Vida. I know you've all heard it. It's one of those songs. Now, this one is an autobiographical song about John Lennon's life. He wrote most of the lyrics after being asked why he wrote a book. Now, he wrote a book, obviously someone wrote it with him, but in his own right, que es un juego de palabras, su propio derecho, pero también ellos lo han deletreado, in his own right, escribir, right? So right, derecho, like we were just talking about, women's rights, right a la derecha, right? And also right, escribir, those are homophones. They sound the same, right? And he said that this is the song that reveals the most about him. You know, the most personal song to him, that if you really want to know what he's thinking about, what he's going through, this is the one. Now, there's a bit of controversy over here over how involved Paul McCartney was in writing this song. Because, you know, the duo was McCartney and Lennon, right? But Lennon claimed in interviews that he wrote the whole thing. And Paul McCartney claimed it was an equal collaboration. Excuse me. It was an equal collaboration. So, yeah. What do you guys think? Also, this is the song that was played at Kurt Cobain's funeral. El funeral de Kurt Cobain from Nirvana. Since the Beatles were such an influence on him. And even Cobain even said that John Lennon is my idol. So there you go. Great song. It's called In My Life by the Beatles. When we go to our commercial break now, why don't you guys Google it, Google the lyrics if you're not familiar with the song, because when we come back, we're going to take a look at the lyrics and we're going to sing it together, plus much, much more. So if I were you guys, I wouldn't even think of going anywhere. Stick around.
Stand by me. Stand by me. If the sky that we look upon should tumble and fall, and the mountain should crumble to the sea, I won't cry, I won't cry, no, I won't shed a tear, just as long as you stand by me.
Invitamos a que te sumerjas en una experiencia como el pueblo angloparlante de Vaughan Town, donde te permitirá comunicarte con decisión y confianza a pesar de los errores que puedas cometer. Pero se trata precisamente de eso, de superar el miedo escénico y el sentido del ridículo a la hora de expresarte en inglés. Te darás cuenta de que el inglés no es una ciencia oculta, sino una herramienta de comunicación que serás capaz de manejar con éxito. Vaughan Town es un programa de inmersión lingüística en inglés, en el cual conviven participantes españoles con al menos el mismo número nativos angloparlantes procedentes de todas partes del mundo. Es como una dosis de estancia en el extranjero. Sí, una dosis de estancia en el extranjero concentrada. Es un programa diseñado especialmente para avanzar radicalmente en solo 6 días. No es palabrería. Compruébalo. Infórmate en el 911335833 o entra en Grupo Vaughan.
Vaughan y Disney presentan
Disney English Vaughan.
La magia de Disney en sus clases de inglés.
Ahora en Vaughan tus peques pueden aprender inglés con sus personajes favoritos Disney en un entorno creativo y lleno de diversión y aventura.
Historias interactivas, canciones, juegos y mucho más.
Con Disney English Vaughan aprenderán inglés sin darse cuenta de la mano de los mejores profesores.
Con Disney English y Vaughan llegarán hasta el infinito y más allá.
Disney English Vaughan está disponible en varias ciudades de España.
Para niños y niñas de 4 a 9 años.
Búscalo en grupovaughan.com y apúntalos ya.
Entre el colegio y las actividades extraescolares, ¿tus hijos tienen poco tiempo para aprender inglés? Apúntalos al curso intensivo presencial en vacaciones. En grupos por edades, tus hijos aprenderán un inglés real, trabajando distintos temas a través de juegos y actividades. Infórmate en el teléfono 911335832.
Una dosis de estancia en el extranjero concentrada, eso es Vaughan Town. Más de 70 horas con un programa especialmente diseñado para avanzar radicalmente en solo 6 días. ¿Tienes mucho interés en aprender inglés, pero por cuestiones profesionales o familiares te resulta imposible pasarte un verano en un país angloparlante? No te preocupes, te presentamos Vaughan Town, nuestro particular pueblo de habla inglesa. Llama al 911-335833 o entra en Grupo Vaughan.
Un máster o un MBA apenas impresiona a un entrevistador. Son muchos ya los que tienen estudios de posgrado. Sin embargo, siguen siendo pocos los que pueden demostrar un ágil y potente dominio del inglés. Es aquí donde uno se diferencia. Es aquí donde uno destaca de verdad. Céntrate en el inglés. Quítalo de en medio y empieza a cotizar alto en el mercado laboral.
Los másters en inglés profesional de Vaughan harán que se dispare tu carrera profesional. Llama e infórmate sin compromiso. No te arrepentirás. 91-133-5833. 91-133-5833.
Me encanta esa canción que tiene estribillo.
Ah, ya sé cuál es. 'Cause if you liked it, then you should have put a ring on it. If you liked it, then you should have put a ring on it. Don't be mad once you see that he won it. If you liked it, then you should have put a ring on it.
Wow, your English is amazing. Where are you from?
Me? I'm from Vaughan Town.
Ven a Vaughan Town, el lugar donde vivirás una experiencia única que equivale a 500 horas de clase y mejorarás tu nivel de inglés. Atrévete a vivir en inglés y verás la diferencia. Infórmate en el 91-133-5833.